Blog Talk Radio.
In that gray getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. Praise the Lord and good afternoon and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save and set the captives free. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. Hallelujah. Ride on, King Jesus. Isn't that beautiful song? Beautiful melody. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. In that great getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. Hallelujah. That blessed my soul, and I hope it blessed your soul. Ride on, King Jesus. Our scripture is coming from Revelation, the first chapter, and the 18th verse. Revelation 1 and 18. We don't hear much reading out of Revelation, but we must read the entire book of Holy Word of God, amen? All the books in the Bible. And we mainly sometimes focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the Old Testament is relevant. The New Testament is relevant. And Revelation is relevant because it's revealing what is to come. Amen. So Jesus is, he says, I am he who was, who is, and who is to come. So we need to read the old, we need to read the new, and what is to come. Amen? So we can be ready when Jesus comes and don't be caught with our works undone. Revelation 1 and 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you've made. We're going to continue and rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to assemble together one more time to come unto you and hear a word from you from on high. Father, look down on us now, one by one and name by name. Father God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of our sins. We ask the Lord Jesus, you will speak to us. Give us a word that we can meditate on today and on tonight, and that it will saturate our spirit and it will fall on good ground, and that we will, Father God, see the manifestation of this holy word come to pass in our life. And we thank you for your food, which is the bread, the word is God, which is food for our soul and the bread of life, because you are the bread of life. Feed us until we want any more. Let us continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you. Amen. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. Isn't that great? Getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. I hadn't heard that melody in a long time. And when the Lord laid it on my heart and I listened to it, I was blessed by it. Blessed my soul. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. I want to also reflect on a scripture coming out of the 9th chapter of Zechariah. And it's the 9th verse. Easy scripture to write down and remember. Zechariah 9:9. It reads, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Jesus is riding on the clouds, and he's coming through the land, and he has a reward with him. Jesus is watching us. He's looking over us, and he's observing what we're doing in this hour, in this season, in this time of what we're encountering is COVID-19. And he wants to know, where is your faith? Faith without works is dead. Amen? Amen? We have to show our faith by our works. Amen? If we have faith in God and believe in him and be obedient unto him, knowing that he is the author and finisher of our faith, then our lifestyle is going to demonstrate it. It does not, I would say, bother me, but I can hear the Lord saying, where is your faith? Where is your faith in times like these? People have gone to the stores and traveling, taking vacations, taking stimulus money, and saying it's time to go on a vacation. But Jesus is riding on the clouds, and he's coming through the land, and he's giving us an opportunity to seek him in all of his righteousness. Amen? And everything else will be added unto him. Everything else will be added unto us if we seek in the kingdom of God. And in Revelations 1:18, he says he has the keys of hell and death. So we see people are dying in masses, in numbers that we haven't even seen and before. And we're walking in dangers of seen and unseen. This is both. You can see some of the danger and some of it you can't even see. This is why a lot of people wearing protective gear. Jesus says, I have the keys of hell and death in Revelations 1:18. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys. He said, I have the keys. So we're wondering what's going on. Jesus is riding on the cloud, and he's coming through, and he's making a sweep through the land, through the nation. So many times people put on a facade, or they say one thing and do another. Their actions show another. But where's your faith? Where is your faith? Where are your works? Are we believing and trusting in God? Are we living the life that we sing about? Amen. The song said this opening of the broadcast, no man cannot hinder me. Do you believe that? In that great getting up morning, can you say fairly well, fairly well? Jesus is riding upon the clouds. Ride on, King Jesus. Ride on. He's coming through the land, and he's riding high, and he's looking low. Hallelujah. We don't want to be caught with our works undone. It's time to open up this book, the Word of God, his holy word. Study it. As he says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is not the hour to be ashamed of the gospel. We need to seek God, and we need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ so that those that don't know or can't hear can hear and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Jesus said his spirit is, he's not going to always strive with man. He says, my spirit, he said, not going to always strive. After a while, hey, that's it. He's going to remove the candlestick. Jesus is so loving, he's so kind, he's so merciful, he's so just. But he said, judgment shall begin first at the house of God. We read it, we quoted it, now we see it. In the house of God, nobody sitting in the pool pit. Nobody. Can't nobody go in because it's God's house. House of prayer, not a dinner feed. I see oftentimes so many authors that are preachers selling their books in the house of God. Well, thanks be to God, I have a book, but I won't be selling it in his house. Praise be to God. That's not the place to make your money. It's not a place to trade. And it's not a place for you to be selling. It's the house of prayer. Now, he's riding on the clouds, and he ran everybody out the house. Jesus is riding on the cloud. Ride on, King Jesus. Ride on. Think about it. If someone were to come to your house and disrespect you, in your house, what are you going to do? You're going to put them out. That's right. You're going to put them out. You are not going to allow someone to stay in your house and disrespect you and disrespect anybody in your house or disrespect anything that belongs to you in your house. So why would God allow any hypocrites to remain in his house? Why would he do it? He's cleaning up. He's cleaning the house of God up. He cleaning the land. He riding on the ass. He said it in Revelation, I'm sorry, Zechariah 9. He riding upon an ass. And upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Jesus is riding on the clouds. He wants us to get right, church, and let's go home. When you can't go into his house, we know Jesus is angry. The Bible said, be angry and sin not. Jesus has been so merciful, so kind, giving us an opportunity time and time and time again to hear the word of God, to let the word of God be affecting, I have affecting our life. We have been given instructions by God what to do. But, hey, everybody want to do what they want to do. Jesus said with Solomon and Gomorrah, if I could just, he said, if I could find one, he said, you know what, I won't even destroy the city. If I could find one righteous person, one, that's not a lot. One person in the city, he wouldn't destroy it. He's angry. God is angry, and he's riding on the cloud. Right on, King Jesus. Right on. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let the devil turn you around. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He wants us to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith he has called us. As dear children, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. And if the, he says, judgment shall begin first at the house of God, he says, what is it going to be to them that don't even go to the house? What about those people that are in the world? Now we'll look at what we're seeing. Look at it, what we're actually seeing. God is speaking. He's riding on the cloud. He is speaking. He tells us here in Revelation he has the keys. Revelations 1 and 18, to hell and death. He has them. He has the keys. Nobody has the keys to hell and death but the Lord. And, you know, you heard that song, accept what God allows. God allows it. He says all the powers that be are ordained by him. Everything that is happening today, he allowed it. And there's a message in it to do what he asks us to do, and that is repent of our sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. Go down and, hey, if you got to go down in the name of Jesus in your bathtub, take on the name of Jesus. Do it. Take on his word, not his name, not only in word, but just word and saying Jesus. Jesus, take on his name and deed as well. Faith without works is dead. You believe in God, you say you believe in Jesus. But where is your faith? Why isn't it we can't see any work? Because you haven't taken him on in word and in deed. Faith plus works equal outcome. I'll show you my faith by my works. Believe God. Now, people, if God told you to leave your house and go into a place, a land that he wants you to be used, will you go? Can you walk away from your home? Can you walk away from your family and be obedient, do what God called you to do? Or is your house your God? Is your family your God? Are your children your God? Is your car your God? Jesus Christ is a mighty God. He is the Prince of Peace, and he is the everlasting Father. But he is also a counselor, a wonderful counselor. He'll counsel you. He'll advise you. And when he does, advise you, will you take on the counsel that he gives you? See, it's not about just believing. We got to do what God tells us to do. We're put here for a reason and for a season. We don't want to die tragically. We may not live on this earth forever, but don't live a life that's in vain. Live a life that's pleasing and holy unto God. He says, present ye bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's it. Your body being available. You know, we sing, we were singing in the church choir, singing in the stands, singing from the pews. I'm available to you. But are you really available to Jesus? Where he sends you, will you go? Will you go to Africa? Will you go to Nigeria? Will you go to China? If he tells you or sends you, will you go? We say we love Jesus, but what are our works showing? Is it telling us? Do we really love him when he asks us to come out of our comfort zone and to do something that just doesn't feel good? See, when he's talking about judgment shall begin first at the house of God, oftentimes you go to the house of God, the preacher's up, or they have a visitor preacher, he's preaching the gospel, and they have a message that's already scripted, written down. They done prepared it. They wrote it last week. It was up last, the night before, preparing the message for you. Hey, where is your Holy Ghost? Jesus said in the Word of God, take no script for your journey. Jesus didn't have a script. He didn't write nothing down. He said, go into all the world and preach my gospel. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy, and you have the Spirit, Holy Spirit dwelling in you, the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, is going to lead and guide you, the Bible said, in all truth. And it's going to tell you what to say. The Holy Ghost. You don't have to write anything down. He said, take no script for your journey. He said, don't even worry about what you're going to eat. Don't even worry about the clothes that you're going to wear. This is how we know when Jesus said he's going to sift the tares from the wheat. See, we say we love him, but will you obey him? If you don't keep his commandments, he said, you love me, but your heart is far from. He said, you worship me with your lips. You praise me with your lips, he said, but your heart is far from me. See, you got lip service, but where is your faith? Where are your works that come in with your faith? It's something for us to all think about. Jesus, he is making a very clear statement in the land right now as he's sweeping through the land. Some of us are getting it. Some of us got it. And some of us don't want it. Some of us don't believe it. They say, oh, I had a young man to tell me that he was asking God that he was hoping that what we're seeing really is not, he was praying to God, hoping that this was just what we're going through now. It's just a dream. I said, no. I said, it's already written in the Word of God. And he told me, he said, well, I was praying that wasn't the case. I said, you in denial. He said, yeah, you're right. He said, I'm in denial. And a lot of people are in denial. They're denying Jesus Christ. That's the Antichrist. And this is what Revelation, we're talking here about in Revelation in 1. People are in denial. They don't want to read Revelation. They say, oh, it's too scary. I don't want to read it. They'll read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and that's it. I don't want to read Revelation. When he's talking about the lake of fire and brimstone. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. In that great getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. Hebrews 9:1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and the worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded in the tables of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always and to the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest, only once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Hebrews 9:8 reads, the Holy Ghost, the signifying that the way into the holiness of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Going down to 11, but Christ, hallelujah, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, now made, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. By his blood, his own blood, Jesus Christ, he shed for the remission of our sins, that we may have the right to the tree of life and everlasting life. Amen. Jesus made intercession for us with his blood that he shed it on Calvary. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He interceded on our behalf. Like the priest went into the holies of holies and they interceded for us. The people, Jesus came and he interceded on our behalf by shedding his own blood that we can go into the Holy of Holies and enter into that secret place of the Most High God. Jesus riding on the cloud. Ride on, King Jesus. Ride on. Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice. He was offered to bear the sins of us. And guess what? Now we have a right to eternal life. Jesus says, and he's standing riding on the cloud saying, whosoever will, let him come. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. In that great getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well.